save all your money.
Save all my money.
All of it. You literally have nothing to spend money on. There's no point. Don't be like, fuck it, I'm just gonna get some more. Tell them, dog. You save all the bread that you fuck off in your 20s, you straight.
Stack up and try shit.
That's it.
Nigga, you got energy that you don't even know you got. Like use it. Cause I'm telling you, you gonna get older and you're gonna be like, damn, look at this shit I used to do. I used to go out. Be out to the
taking
sun
chances for nothing.
Go to work. Fuck, man.
That's the worst
like,
part.
Fuck, did I make it through?
That's the worst part about being in your 20s is you have to be out of them to realize how much shit you do for nothing.
Yeah.
Nigga, we used to get pulled over all the time.
For no
weed
reason.
Shit. Motherfucker, your tag, some bullshit. Nigga hit 34. I ain't even get pulled over no more.
That's what officers,
I'm officers ask me for directions and shit.
Do you know how I get back on the highway? I'm like, man.
But check this
what
out.
What the fuck?
Now, in our mind, we was all the way right. But we probably was dead ass fucked up to these police. They was like, these niggas got to be high. They ain't going for 30. And they wonder why I'm following them.
Nigga. You gonna follow us? Remember that time they helped us, nigga?
Yeah, nigga, they had to, though. Nigga, just getting pulled over off GP. You already suspicious if you a 20-something-year-old nigga in a car anyway. I get it.
Well, I don't, but because a white kid get pulled over, you're 14, what are you doing? Go straight home.
Exactly.
They don't even care you ain't old.
But I can look at who driving and tell how old a nigga is at this point.
Like, by how he drive?
Look at this nigga speeding up at the stop sign. This motherfucker. Gonna try to take, who is he racing? That nigga got to be young. The fuck is he going so fast for about a motor station? Ain't got to be you. Young nigga shit sticks out. That's all I'm saying. Hey man, welcome back to another rendition.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah. The 85 South Show. 80.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Who we got?
Bruh, we in the trap today. And you just, bruh, this little fucker right here. This little fucker right here.
I seen Oprah do it.
This little fucker right here.
I didn't see that one. Oprah?
She deleted it quick.
It was the quick.
It was really
post
quick.
The delete.
It was.
This little fucker right here got the whole world doing the Junebug challenge. My nigga Junebug been stopped off in here. You get what I'm saying? Bruh, first of all, congratulations on having social media going crazy.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bruh, you got everybody doing your motherfucking dance. And that is part of Black History. It's only fitting that you in here for Black History Month.
Come on,
Junebug,
man.
Say what's up, man.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on?
Nigga getting money now. New braces? Them braces is new.
Nah.
Them motherfuckers, nah. You got new braces, nigga.
I had these for about a year.
Yeah, okay.
It's supposed to be off by now, but, you know, COVID.
Take your time, my nigga. Let your teeth develop into who they want to be.
That is some good money shit, though.
Braces?
Yeah. That's rich nigga shit, Junebug. That's your real nickname, bro?
My real nickname? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a real nickname, yeah. My partner actually gave it to me, like, early on, when I was going outside dancing, he gave me that name, and I just ran with it. I actually tried to name myself something after that, and I like hated that name.
What you tried to name yourself?
I tried to name myself Boogie, because I'd be dancing, but like I hated it after like 2 weeks.
You haven't explained it. See, I boogie. I'm boogie.
Young niggas didn't respect
Junebug.
Who wants to boogie? No, man, go on somewhere with that sucker shit. Don't nobody boogie no more. Nah, that's it. You can't go.
You can't run from it sometimes.
So you had to go back to Junebug.
Yeah, I don't advise anybody name themselves. Like, people got to
let the streets name you.
Yeah.
I've been telling niggas that the
whole
time.
That's real shit. You got to earn your nickname.
For real.
You earned Junebug. You ain't earned Boogie. Nigga just go Boogie. I'm Boogie now. No, the fuck you got, Junebug.
Now you gotta be the nigga who win at the end of You Got Served to be called Boogie. You got to win the battle to be Boogie.
You gotta slide
you gotta
on your
be
elbow.
Somebody good.
Nigga gotta stand up.
You gotta do a move that ain't been done in a minute. Bro, how did you make this shit happen?
So what I usually do is, like, you know, I make videos, comedic videos, dancing videos. So it was nothing out of the ordinary of, like, my creative flow. So I was on TikTok one day, and I picked sounds to use from TikTok. Y'all don't know how to, use TikTok.
You got to show me how to use that shit, bro. All I do, I'm like the lurker on that bitch. I be like, these motherfuckers are good. These are good. I've seen a nigga do a TikTok with my voice, but I was like, nigga, how the fuck you go? I could have just said that if that's what y'all wanted.
They was doing my shit, too. It was off my album. Bruh, but
the 85 South Show hashtag goes crazy on TikTok. Really? It's niggas doing voices, just sitting at the crib. You don't love your bitch? I love my bitch. I'm like, why are you fake smoking? What? If you gonna use my voice, light a real goddamn blunt creatively. Hey. I'm just saying.
You'd be surprised who use your shit to. It'd be white people.
And they like, what the fuck? And these niggas love that we not all on there. They be eating off. I'm eating. One nigga, his whole page is a whole show that we did. I was like, nigga, you did every line. Every line, my nigga. They gonna use this part. What? Every line.
That's what I hate.
This nigga used every line. What type of nigga use every line? 2 million views on their page.
At least started different. God damn.
No, keep talking that shit, Junebug.
No, yeah, I picked the sound. It was just the beatbox song. So I seen the video of a girl dancing to the song, and she did like different shots. But I didn't like the dance.
Like that shit.
Was what she was doing at all.
What was she doing?
She was doing like some type of like move like that. I think y'all got it. Ain't that like a move out here? It's a name to it.
No, man.
Like going like this.
No.
No. Okay.
No, that's a bitch at the self checkout.
Not about the blame.
I can't.
That's the call center. What?
I didn't like that move at all. I didn't like it at all.
I don't know. I ain't never seen that move.
I heard it was called the hold up.
Oh.
Or something different.
She was doing some shit like this.
Yeah.
I seen that stupid ass shit.
Yeah.
Stripping made that popular.
Oh, really? Yeah, I didn't like that. Dance.
Okay, bet. Yeah. I can understand why.
Yeah. But I made my own to the song. And it completely was skyrocketed. Like, the video was viral overnight. The running joke in the video was, like, I look like Gilly from Philly.
Yeah.
And Gilly, if anybody, you know, everybody knows Gilly. Like, Gilly posts people all the time on his page that look like him. So he posted me, and his caption was, like, poking fun at my pants.
I did see that.
Yeah.
What the fuck Gilly got going on? Nigga, this ain't me. You niggas really thought that was me.
Nut ass nigga.
Exactly.
Wallow right behind me. Man, you know that was you.
Yeah, Wallow posted it. Wallow posted it too. Like, get him, cuz. Like, in the caption. But he ended up posting, he ended up remaking the video a day or so later. And I was like, it's up. Like, that made it a challenge because, you know, that's all challenges are, just mimicking people. So I'm like, man, I got to figure out a name for the dance. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, why not name it after myself?
Because,
you know, you have
marketing.
Like, yeah, you have like the mannequin challenge in the past. You got the Harlem Shake challenge. You got the Running Man challenge.
Like, who made those? Challenge.
Silhouette challenge. Like, who made the Silhouette challenge? Like,
Silhouette. It's a bitch on TikTok named Silhouette.
Yeah, that's my shit.
That's me. It's me. I've been standing in doorways.
Never had the lights on, red light bulb on.
So I figured his name after myself. And it's so funny,
that's
like,
that's the smartest shit I've heard, because other motherfuckers make them challenges and call it all type of other shit. Motherfuckers can run with your shit, but they gonna have to come back to Junebug.
Hell yeah. But I was just thinking, like, you still young and active in the game. What if you do some more shit? You done already used the name.
Yeah.
It can't be Junebug Part 2.
Yeah, why not?
He gonna have to start making that shit like Junebugging. The Junebug Boogie.
The Junebug Slide, the Junebug Bop, the Junebug Rock.
You gonna do a club
record
or something?
Because like
I'm fucking with you. I throw a verse on that bitch. I know it's gonna go.
That nigga said Junebug Rock. That sounds like a James Brown song.
The Junebug Rock.
The Junebug Rock. You say you would hop on a song?
Bro, if you need a verse, let me know. My nigga Junebug, keep a nigga dancing.
I got a song out right now. Yeah.
What is go?
It's called The Bug Out. I need a verse from it.
Let's go. I need to hear that bitch.
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Hell fucking yeah, I want to hear that.
All right, we going to play it.
We in the video. Bugs. Bitch, we the bugs. Crawling up the cabinets.
Song out.
That shit crazy as hell, man. Who has like been the most surprising person you've seen jump in the challenge?
I think the obvious answer is like LeBron.
Yeah.
But LeBron is known for dancing. You know, when he was on the Cavs, he always used to dance and warm ups and whatnot. But when I seen like Kevin Hart and Howie Mandel, I was like, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
But how does it feel to just look up and see the world doing your dance? Like,
man, it's like, you know, I'm real fortunate, real grateful for everything, but I don't know. I feel like when people ask me that, they want like a certain answer from me, but I'm not completely like fulfilled from me being famous, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like what really is going to fulfill me is like me like taking care of my family.
It's not.
You know? Oh, it's not?
You gotta suck a famous girl titty. That's the only. Bro, your family was fine. Your family was here before you. You a young nigga. Don't worry about taking care of them. Them folks is grown.
I gotta take care of our peoples, man.
Fuck these hoes and stack that paper, young nigga. Shiggy walk so you can run. Don't be out here trying to be responsible for no bunch of people. Enjoy your success, young nigga. Don't take care of no goddamn better. If it was the other way around, they wouldn't fuck with you.
I was not expecting that.
No, don't listen to that. But
I'm trying to take care of my family.
They've been here before. They had their chance. I ain't gonna say the same shit, but I'm gonna say only take care of the motherfuckers that took care of you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Got you.
Oh, now we cousin. Now we cousin. Whoever was there for you, yeah.
Yeah.
Mom, yeah. Who was there? You got a big family?
No.
You about to. This is shit I'm talking about. As soon as this come out.
That's true.
Bro, look her.
My cousin.
I've been looking for you. Oh, man. That's my little cousin shit, Joel. All right, now you know y'all was doing my cousin shit. That's June Bug. Yeah. Y'all been doing that shit out there. That's the family shit.
You walk up to everybody shooting the video. You know that's
he did it. One barbecue. I said, Junebug, go on, do it. And he did it. Man, I remember. You remember that summer y'all came to St. Louis? You don't remember?
Nah. You don't never remember, do you?
You don't remember that one time I took you? Look.
And we went to the farm.
My mama is your auntie. You don't remember?
Y'all stupid.
Don't this is not your shit. First shit that you had go viral, though, right?
No. I've been viral like four or five times.
What was the first time?
First time is me Harlem Shaking in the parking lot.
You one of them cold dancing niggas, huh? Every time you dance, the world want to do that shit. Yeah. Yeah. Bro, if I was you, I'd have so many ignorant ass dances coming out. Just one finger dance. Everybody doing that shit in the morning. Bitch, I'm the plug. Riding in my new shit. Fuck him. Look, this nigga already got it.
Not a nigga to put it in quotations.
What are you doing? You mean that shit. Bitch in the club smoking dope. Quote unquote.
Quote unquote.
Quote unquote.
Quote unquote.
What? Quote unquote. Fucking up, man. So you was doing the Harlem Shake.
Yeah. The like old the school challenge. One. The old no. The old
the real one.
Yeah, the real one. Okay, the one from Harlem.
Yeah. Yeah, not the Asian one.
Yeah, that shit. That sounds like some shit an Asian person say when they see Harlem Shake. That's that racism.
Harlem Shake.
Puff Daddy? Harlem Shake. Hey, you going outside? Oh, too many Harlem Shakes.
I can say that too, because I'm Asian too. So.
For real? Yeah. Oh, you Asian? That's what's up.
Filipino.
God damn. That's what's up. Filipino people on the low, he gonna get in the car. Disrespect my culture. The fuck is this shit? Fucking joke. Fucking game.
Filipino
shout out,
people be
shout out to the Filipinos. That's the Filipino Negro.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
I think the you know the Jabberwockies?
Yeah.
I think they Filipino. I think.
Well,
I think,
yeah.
I don't know. I think.
Yeah, so the old y'all just gonna claim the Jabberwockies.
Asians can dance.
You ain't seen them under the mask. You don't know who the fuck. Don't the Jabberwockies got masks?
Yeah. So but I be hearing, you know.
Oh, okay. So you heard them speaking Philippine.
Not speaking, but like word of mouth.
They don't speak Filipino, do they? Ain't it Mandarin?
Tagalog.
No. Tagalog? To what? Tagalog. He know. He won too.
He won too.
He is.
Don't say it. Cut this whole part out. We're going to have to fight so many of the Pacquiao.
No, we're not.
We're going to be fighting so many Pacquiao.
Girl, we apologize. We're sorry. We ignorant. They know that we're from the West.
Ignorant.
We are ignorant to other cultures because we lost our own.
Speak on it, my brother.
They don't. They know not to penalize us because we don't know shit.
And we don't come from a place of negativity.
No,
we
negativity.
Don't come with malice.
Yes. It's our own ignorance, but we thrive off of it.
But we yearn to know about others the same way they want to learn from us.
It's
like, they want to know.
It's a thirsty knowledge.
Challenge.
Only thing I'm thirsty for, and a Sprite after I play basketball, which nobody does. I don't know why the fuck Sprite keep making basketball commercials.
That shit is bad.
Ain't nobody about to run no game and then drink Sprite. Your insides will explode.
Here, fizz your stomach up and go jump around.
Y'all want to run another one? Let me drink this Sprite. Boom! If you play basketball and drink a Sprite, you just swallow a fucking grenade.
You do it.
The official sponsor of the NBA. When have you ever seen a nigga on the bench drinking a Sprite?
Right.
If you did, that was the nigga's last game.
Niggas don't drink Sprite until they are out of the NBA.
You know how long it's been since I had a Sprite?
Nigga, you ever drunk a Sprite too fast and that shit clear your whole sinuses?
Oh.
Shit! You fuck with Sprite, Junebug?
That's actually my favorite soda.
Ooh, Sprite commercial.
I be
Junebug.
You know, every time I dance, I drink a Sprite afterwards.
You a lying motherfucker.
This nigga here, he know how it go. I drink a Sprite all the time. I dunk a basketball.
Man, Sprite just followed this nigga. He like,
I love Sprite.
I drink a Sprite every time I dance.
This is a drunk.
This
don't drink that. Don't you drink
this
that.
This is my favorite drink. Every time I dance, I always crack open a ice cold Sprite.
Do it one more time. Just so we'll have it.
Cause this how they gonna do you. This how they gonna do you.
This camera.
Junebug. All right. Look at the camera, but don't look at the camera. Your eye line is the camera, but it's above the camera. All right.
So Junebug, now that you got the world doing your dance, what are you gonna do next?
Oh man, I'm gonna crack open an ice cold Sprite.
Cut. 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 You gotta look like you really want that Sprite, Junebug.
I drank it already.
That's why you gotta want some more. We're gonna CGI a full one back in your hand. You just gotta yearn for it. Reach for it with
your
mind.
That's your favorite word. You said yearn twice today.
Did I?
Yearn.
That's what's up, yeah.
He's very passionate about
this. Come on, man. Hey. What can I say? What comes out during my soliloquy? Yeah,
they only get 30 seconds.
Yeah.
We'll blur out the rest.
Sprite don't fuck with us. Sprite is the black people soda on
it's funny. I actually had a Sprite commercial before.
That's dope.
That's what's up.
Full circle.
You're a cool nigga, Junebug. So you told us about the first time you went viral. What about the second time?
So a month later, I did the... I don't know if y'all remember it.
Nigga,
it
you like, coming back to back with these hits, yeah, boy.
It was with my friend. So I did the... it was called the Optimistic Challenge. It was in the middle of the street. It was like a overcast day. I was wearing this jacket. It was like three of my other friends dancing to Sound of Blackness, Optimistic. And it was all on the spot. We went viral. Then, like, a day later, Chance the Rapper and his friends did it. And then that lasted for a couple months. Because I think it was the same time. It was the same time Trump got elected. So, like, people, like, turned it into, like, Optimistic Challenge, even though we just elected this, you know what I'm saying, this dude. Right, right, right. We're going to be optimistic. So, you know, it was just us having fun at first, but then the name, we never coined the term Optimistic Challenge. Somebody else did, so.
See? Yeah. Nigga named Optimistic.
That's me. That's my shit.
Every shit they done made, a nigga that got that name after it.
Right.
You know, a mannequin.
It's pronounced Manikin.
It's Manikin.
Because my dad is African. It's my name. My first, my whole name is Manikin.
So the shit that's cold, though, is that you ain't just pop on overnight. And motherfuckers always see shit, think shit happened overnight. Oh. But you done put in the work, and you done hit a few times. Yeah. So it's, man, that's the lesson right there. Keep hitting.
Yeah.
Don't just hit once and sit your ass down. No. Keep hitting, goddamn.
For sure. I've been making videos for 5 years, so, you know, over the years, I feel like it's been preparing me for what I have now, and I'm, like, fully equipped now, so.
You know what's crazy, though? And he'll probably tell you the same thing. Like, when you get into, like, this type of industry where, you know, media, entertainment, and stuff like that, when you put in 5 years, that's really all, like, one.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? It's like, that's something about the time when you're in the entertainment industry that's different. Like
it moves different.
Like 5 years is one. It take 10 years to be an overnight success. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm excited for the next 5 years. So,
bro, we respect and see your grind, young nigga. That's why we called you and told you to come out here so we can have you in the trap, man. So whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, keep doing it, man. It ain't going to be a lot of people that's going to open up the platform and tell you and salute the game. You know, the next generation of creators and putting this dope-ass content out, they got everybody in the world doing it.
Yeah.
So whoever you know what I mean? Whoever you haven't reached yet, they probably know your shit and could never put the name with the face. So just by you stopping through here and showing us that you for real about your grind, man, we respect that.
Yeah, I appreciate it, bro. For having me, for sure.
And don't never let nobody tell you what you're doing is not the shit. You know what I'm saying? You can make a whole career out of this. And there's so many opportunities that's going to come to you just by you doing what you're doing. Yeah. And doing it the right way, too.
The right way.
Man, yes. Yes. That accumulation of stuff.
Yeah.
It's stuff that when I started doing comedy, I do it. It didn't work. Because I ain't had the skills to do it. My mind was there, but my skills wasn't there yet. So then it'd be shit you pull back out that you like, oh, okay, now I see how to work this. Like, you knew to call the challenge your challenge. You was like, let me put my name on that. Like,
because
I done did it a few other ways. So.
Anybody reached out to you yet about doing, you know, promotion and things of that nature?
Oh,
Sprite
yeah.
commercials?
Yeah, every day is something different. Like, I'm booked all of February at, like, clubs and Atlanta, Miami, Philadelphia. But as far as like campaigns and promotions, like I already worked with like the NFL, Snapchat. Working on something with McDonald's.
They just brought the high seat back. They trying to get back on that good side.
Yeah, they got.
Tell the truth, they trying to get back on that good side. Shout out to Matt Dawes trying to get back on that good side. Yeah, the community's been on their head for 4 years since they took away the high seat orange.
Man.
They trying to get back on that good side.
Yeah. So it's a lot of different opportunities. You can take it any way. Like, I actually recently got a proposition from, like, a comedy club owner. And he seen me as a potential, like, host for comedy shows. And I'm like, I never thought about that. But he's seen that I have that quality of the comedic sense of me, so... It's a lot of different ways I'm being pulled. It's just, you know, wherever I want to go with it.
Yeah, go where the money is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be out here doing shit. Tell them you don't need no more exposure. You good. Get the money.
Exposure, that's radiation.
Preferably cash.
Yeah.
Get the cash.
It come a point where that shit is out the window, and that's all they want to give you.
You expose yourself on your social media.
You've been exposed.
Not expose yourself, but I'm saying you can give yourself exposure.
Right, exactly, nigga.
I exposed myself on social media.
not like
I was getting exposed. I didn't expose myself, but myself was.
I'm like, where is this going?
I'm just saying, fuck the bullshit. That's the lesson. Don't fuck for that shit.
Yeah, we don't want to hear no
in lieu of. If they want you to do the shit for real and they serious about it, they'll give you the check first. Yeah. Don't never wait on your money.
Mm-hmm. No. No.
It's a panoramic out here, Junebug. And your name, Junebug, bro. If they just be like, bro, I'm Junebug. You already got it hard enough. It's old. Isn't it all the old June buggers? Hey, nigga, that ain't my shit. You got it fucked up, man. Come over here with that bullshit, man. He hell. If somebody tried to do the shit at work, he just kept cutting them off. Hey, man. What they trying to do the June bug chat? Not why I'm here, motherfucker. Ain't but one June bug and me. Bruh, I'm gonna hit you so you can put me up on the next shit that's coming. You know, I'm old nigga. We don't do no damn. You gotta come up with some shit for the old niggas, Junebug, that don't require for the a old, lot of effort.
Man.
Old nigga challenge.
What does that consist of?
Shit, we probably just gonna have to turn the music down and lay down on the couch and go to sleep. Bitch, need some rest. Get some rest challenge. Don't rush. Don't even wake us up. We sleep on one, man, nigga. Old nigga challenge.
It's just a simple, everybody can do this stuff.
Everybody. You ain't been an old nigga before.
I'm pretty sure you
he
can.
He want
this.
Old niggas to do something with their arms three times in a row. You say everybody can do it.
Everybody can do it. Inmates. Grandmas.
Bruh, it's niggas that going to the hole for doing that shit.
Damn.
Oh, people get in trouble, too.
Yeah, Casanova in solitary for doing the Junebug challenge.
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Yeah, bro. You do. Because you were supposed to be responsible with this shit, Junebug. You got to put one in.
You got Casanova in there going crazy. What kind of dance was he doing? What did the warden say?
He was doing what? Who the fuck got a phone?
Taping himself doing it.
Soon as that shit went viral on his shit, they were like, I tell you what. Now he in trouble. Free Casanova.
Man, that's crazy. You got everybody doing it. Old people.
Kids.
Beekeepers.
Babies. You saw the one the baby did?
Yeah. I've been
Black babies are so talented. Especially on TikTok. It's a whole breed of
TikTok baby,
2 or 3 year olds that be doing that shit on TikTok.
TikTok.
Setting the camera up, backing up, doing the dance, cutting the shit off.
They know how to work them off.
Nigga, I remember I told you that white people dogs can do everything? Ever since then, people been tagging me in videos of white people dogs doing amazing shit that
all
black people dogs
shit.
Could never do. Nigga,
all
one dog
shit.
Was motherfucking defending himself with a machete. Hitting hard, too, with that motherfucker.
I saw that.
You saw that?
I saw that shit.
They had a dog eating a burrito. You seen this shit?
I didn't see none of
this. Dog holding the burrito, big ass burrito. He got his, like, he holding it with his feet.
What type
and
of
his
dog
hands.
Is this?
White people dog.
Where do you get a white people dog from? Like, I know, but like, so, you know they be getting rid of them. Like, at some point, they be like, we just can't take them no more. I want one that know how to do all that shit.
I want one too. I want one that's them.
You gotta go to the shelter.
Nah, hell no. Yeah. Them the drug addicts of dogs.
But they
dogs who go to the shelter are dogs who be out in the streets drinking and shit.
But no. They understand life. They know not to fuck up.
If
they
you think about it, them dogs did fuck up. Them dogs are the felons of dogs.
White people.
How you think they ended up in the fucking custody? Because they was out there doing. They had families at one point. Ran away down there behind the liquor store, drinking liquor,
from the liquor store dumpster. Drunk, public intoxication. They go down there and they sober up. That's why they be so sad, because they know that they ain't been out there in the streets. They was doing this shit for weeks before they got caught. Dogs all up in CVS. Going all the places they used to go when they had families. And they was like, look, we need somebody to come down here and get this dog. Why do people call animal control on dogs? And they don't do this shit on dogs who just being dogs and look like they going home. These are dogs who have a life in the street. Like, why is this white... Why is this poodle so dirty? With the this poodle not supposed to be this dirty. We got to call the pound.
With six big nipples?
Come on, man. She with fucking big, out here.
With the big nipples, you ever see that shit? What's going on with this dog? This dog got some tits on her.
And don't know, they don't even have good dogs when you go to the shelter. Like, they try to show you all these commercials, make you think they got exotic breeds. It's just dogs. Most of the dogs at the shelter came from a dog that had some puppies at the shelter. Y'all don't have no options down here. All these dogs is black and brown. And they all look like Bart Simpson dogs.
That's how you can tell them.
They'll guilt trip you and try to make it. You need to rescue this dog. Well, why you gonna cut his nuts off before I buy him?
God.
It's some dogs in my neighborhood that want a boyfriend. Why are you trying to limit this dog to what he can do when I take one?
Very good.
Get quiet because it's real.
That's how you can tell a black neighborhood and this full grown dogs.
Just roaming around.
White people, they adopting that shit. As soon as they see it in the neighborhood, it don't even be the shit they supposed to adopt. It's white people in California with coyotes in the house.
Right in California and shit. Yeah. Richmond.
Richmond, California.
Man, that's the Bay, huh?
Yes.
Bay Area. Yes,
Bay Area.
Did that play a part in the shit you do on social media?
Yeah, I would say I'm very hyphy.
You rep the turf?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. That's what's up, man. Who's some of your favorite artists out of the Bay right now?
Right now? Cause like I like old stuff.
Like what?
I like 70s, 80s, 90s music.
Okay, so how old are you?
I'm 40.
That's what's up, my
40.
Nigga. That's what's
this
up.
This nigga drank a 40.
Get your ass out of here. I'm 24.
No, you're 40.
I dress like I'm 40.
Well, on purpose though, right?
That's just where my head is at.
That was a good ass answer.
That's just where
I'm at. So when I turn 40, this is what I'm supposed to wear?
Well, how old are you now?
I'm not 40.
Not 40.
Because you dress like how I'm supposed to dress.
Me and this nigga switch clothes.
So this is what I'm supposed to have on? Friday. This nigga in my body. Junebug, are those my khakis? Don't believe the hype, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, don't, man, do your
shit.
No,
I did. I used to dress like this in seventh grade.
Seventh grade?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had
so many khakis in seventh grade. I thought I was going to be a fucking scientist. I had all kind of khakis. I had khakis for every occasion.
Khakis mean you about your business, right?
Yeah. I had some Dickies khakis and I had some real khakis, like some business khakis.
I'm trying to get a job.
When a nigga wears some khakis, you got to take a nigga serious when he got them khakis on. Tell me that you didn't grow up in the khakis and K-Swiss era.
Niggas had on duck head.
Come on, man. That was
nigga had on duck head khakis.
That was
trying to get a job.
Free income tax.
Yeah. What you know about that?
Nothing.
You work. Don't answer that. Fuck it. You start doing that, let me know you don't. Fuck it.
That's my job.
That's the answer that we need, Junebug.
My job.
Work. Right.
Hard work is for, you know, people who like doing it, I guess.
Smart work. That's what you got to do.
Smart work.
Yeah.
Well, you clearly got a dope-ass formula, bro. Marvin Gaye so proud of you, bro.
Look at him.
Keeping that man legacy alive.
Marvin Gaye?
Marvin Gaye needs a challenge too.
What?
I'm just sending you a list of challenges. They out here.
Oh, man.
You're doing good, Junebug. You ain't out here getting high like me. Let me know that you're winning in life. Life ain't got to you yet.
He got shit to do. He still young. You.
He not. That nigga 40.
Well, my nigga.
I've been here before.
Okay.
To the trap.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I've been, you know.
This your second life?
Yeah.
What you do in your first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got any memories from your first life?
No, not really.
I knew it.
Past life?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a past life.
What you doing that bitch?
Man, I used to do all type of shit.
Like what?
I was sneak doing shit, fucking with the slave masters and shit. Like, nigga, I'd go ahead and just, you know, switch out some little shit in their bed. Like, now your back fucked up. Now the whole day, he trying to whip people, but every time he do it, his shoulder hurt. Because I'd have put 2 sweet potatoes under his goddamn mattress. Do off his spinal alignment. Fuck with him. Put a little glass in the biscuit. Now the baby mouth bleed.
Lost the baby. That's where I can't fuck with you.
Who did it?
That's how you looking the whole time. You don't know who did it.
I don't know what happened, son. A little fucked up shit. That's what I do. I told you about the idea. I told you.
I would have been a terrible slave. You know how good I am at playing dumb?
Oh, man.
Boy, get over there and put them horseshoes on. Why would you put shoes on a horse, son?
I put some shoes. You took his shoes.
Why would I put shoes on the horse? Isaac ain't even got no shoes. You mean to tell me they make shoes for horses? Maybe that's how they run so fast.
I had no idea. Oh, that's just stupid.
Hey, man, what's your social media, Junebug?
My social media is June Elite. On all platforms.
It's not Junebug?
Nah, somebody stole it.
Who got Junebug?
Somebody stole it.
Who got it?
This girl who ain't been active in like 8 months.
Talk to her right now. Say hey.
Sweetheart, just give me the name. Like, what's you ain't even active. Like, I'll put some real, you know, something, you know what I'm saying? I deserve it.
You still check every now and then? Make sure.
I do. I really do.
Damn.
And it's just dormant.
Have you talked to the people at Instagram?
Instagram? I should, huh?
Yeah, you could call them. It's the Graham family.
The Graham family?
Yeah.
Don't call them. That's going to be somebody from fam. You, hello?
That's all I'm about to say. It seemed like I got
to Mark Zuckerberg.
That's what Boosie talked to.
Mark Zuckerberg.
He still ain't got his shit back.
He not back?
Well, I mean, he got another one, but they ain't give him his old shit back.
Oh, man, you got to talk to him.
Mark.
What if that was the only reason that he didn't get it back? Because he ain't say Zuckerberg name right.
He didn't. Say my
Mark
name
Zuckerberg.
Right.
Mark Zuckerberg. Nope.
I won't do it. I won't do it,
Nope. Not gonna do it. Boosie, man. No, you don't like when people fuck your name up, man.
Used to play Wipe Me Down before all my meetings.
I fuck with Webby. If Webby asks me, I'll do it.
That's crazy, man. We gotta get Boosie on this bitch, man.
Yeah. It's past due, man.
I'm supposed to be linking up with Boosie.
Oh, man. Tell him to come to the trap.
That's what's up.
I have to.
What if you don't do it just because you be like, fuck these niggas. They ain't made up no dance. There's some niggas who got a podcast and they don't want to do no challenges. You want to fuck with them? I know the nigga. What's up there? You drunk the Capri, son? Did you? No, you can't drink that shit.
I drank the water.
I may have forgot you only drink Sprite.
Yeah, only stick to Sprite. You know, anything else is don't really get me right like that.
You hosting the club tonight?
I'm not hosting. I'm just popping out. Do a little Soul Train line.
Run the checkup.
Run the checkup. Hour.
Everybody gonna be in there doing that shit.
Every club I've been at, they've been going nuts. Crazy.
Hold up, y'all don't understand, man. We got my nigga Chewbug in this bitch. This nigga over there drinking a water. Man, what time we doing this shit?
Nah, not yet, bro. It's too early.
They gonna stretch it out.
Oh, it's too early. You need anything?
That's what they gonna start asking.
There's gonna be two niggas over there just waiting to do. Bruh, when you get ready to do this shit, I'm gonna be right there with you.
Yeah, Atlanta, real supportive.
Bruh, it's
very supportive.
That's why we out here thriving as black people, because we fuck with everybody.
Yeah. So I'm like, man, I gotta move out here now.
Don't move out here, just get you a little spot.
Temporary, yeah.
It's better that way.
Yeah.
You move down here, it's a cycle. When you first get here, you be all on your grind, and then you meet about three beautiful women. Two of them ain't shit. Then here you are.
I feel that, though. I've definitely already seen some.
That's what I'm telling you, bro. Stay away from these fine-ass women, Junebug.
It's built different out here.
Hell yeah.
I've been to Philadelphia. Like I said, I've been to Philadelphia. I've been to Miami. But, like, out here is new.
Exactly.
New.
Because the women different. They ask you shit that women just don't ask niggas. I'm talking about a random ass woman. Be like, hey, what you doing? You interested? You really want to know what I'm doing? No, you just bored. I ain't talked to a man in months. I'm like, okay. Bro, how was Atlanta? Nigga, I'm moving. Why? Nigga, bitch asked me what I was doing the other day. Caught me off guard. I ain't know what to tell her.
Everywhere. There's women everywhere, too. You can meet a woman at Publix.
You can meet a woman that drive the bus.
You can meet a woman goddamn at the goddamn DMV getting your license renewed.
You can meet a woman and meet a woman.
You can meet a woman who got another woman.
You can meet a woman that want to introduce you to a woman, but she'll still be the woman that you met.
I can't give you no pussy, but I know somebody who could use some dick. So that's how she referred.
These women will lease you out to other women.
All right, I know so I got a place for you, but I can't. Yeah, there you go. Women on women on women. And they do shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like own shit.
Not even freaky shit. Arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts. They're talented.
It's a woman. You can meet a woman in Atlanta that would wear a sweater that say Junebug on it.
But she had
and have a whole outfit that go with it because she want to.
Been had.
Yeah. She looking for you, actually. Watch out for the streets. Give us the social media one more time, Junebug.
It's June Elite, JuneElite.
Do you know who this podcast is for?
Yeah.
Who?
You.
This podcast is for everybody who didn't do the challenge, but we seen that bitch.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
This podcast for everybody who might go and do one.
I probably am.
Y'all gotta do it with me. It's only right. I'm here, bro. I gotta do it with me.
How can we get the ladies to do it with you? All right, we got somebody. Hey, you got the joint? That's how we're gonna. Come on, we need y'all to come in here. Because we ain't shit if we don't get the signal. This Black History Joint.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, we fuck with you, dog. This is the 85 bro. South Show. I'm Carlos Miller, Clayton English.
Yeah.
J-O-N, turn this shit up, man. Let these ladies.
Turn on.
Huh?
Come on.
Everybody ooh. Need to do it.
The whole room need to do the shit.
Everybody got to do it.
Real simple.
All right. Look, show me what it is.
So it's a simple little sway.
Junebug in there, bitch!
Simple little sway, right?
What? Turn up, bro.
Right? Chest. Right? Chest. This is a bop. Right?
Okay, next.
You got it already, right? But then you're gonna spread the hand.
Okay. Hands are important. Boom.
Face.
June Bug! Hey, Five Stop Show, we out of here, man.
Simple.